BJ and Jamie.
Now, you are going out to see your son. You haven't seen him since you went out there for, just a couple of months ago, to get him into school and stuff.
Yeah. So
got to be excited.
Well, no, I'm stressed. Okay,
what?
So I'll tell you why I'm stressed out. And y'all know about this. So you know how when you have somebody house set or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, it's all about cleaning your house and hiding crap.
Seriously. It's the biggest pain in the butt ever because you want it to be perfect.
Exactly.
You don't want them to think that you live like a slob.
No.
No. You're missing the point, buddy. I'm understanding. You're not. Trust me. No, you are missing the point. I know what she's talking about.
Yeah, listen.
You got to... How do you
okay, so I have this pillow called Hide the Vibe.
Right? Seek our set. Okay. Yeah, okay. We're not worried about that candy wrapper on the floor. Jeepers.
And so I it's a throw pillow, right? And yeah. But it has like blow up kind of cushion around it, so you can't feel inside of it, and you zip it up, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a little pocket thing. Anyway, and so I was like putting it on. I have like a little sitting area in my bedroom, and I put it in the sitting. I was like, dude, that so looks out of place.
That doesn't go there.
And for all you kids that are going to trick or treat tomorrow night, the vibe just means how you feel.
It's
a vibe
that
you have. You know how that
guy.
Works.
Yeah,
so you got a pillow that tells you how you feel.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Anyway, so like...
Now,
go ahead.
I haven't asked this.
Okay.
Who's house sitting?
It doesn't matter.
All right, listen. We're buddies, okay?
We are buddies.
I'm not a judger, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not a judger.
Yeah.
Who's house sitting? Who's house sitting so that I can vet this person for you? Because I think you need that.
Obviously, I have vetted this person.
Well.
Yeah, quite well.
Well, I'm sure you have, but there's a different type of vetting that I want. I'd like to do a criminal background check, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
I'd like to go ahead and spokio or whatever it is you do.
Yeah.
But I'd like to help you out with this because I don't want you to be left with somebody that you come back and your place is cleaned out.
Yeah, right.
You never know with these yahoos.
You never know.
And you run into some really shitty people in your life.
But,
I know that.
Yeah, but anyway, so the thing is like, you know, you just have to, it's like you, when you had a cleaning lady, you always cleaned your house before the cleaning lady came.
Yeah.
Remember?
I do. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
It's
like
do
currently I'm doing the finishing of the basement.
Right.
I can't stand for the contractor to pull up and got a load of lumber and me just sit there and he unload all of it.
Right.
I got to help him.
Yeah.
Because it looks bad.
So I'm leaving tomorrow after the show. Yeah, tomorrow after the show, like right after the show. So everything has to be done today and we have a party tonight with the staff. So I'm like kind of like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like that. But other than that, I'm really excited, though.
What's his name?
Oh, my God.
Just give me a hint, okay? Let me try to guess, okay?
No, let's not play a guessing game. It doesn't matter.
Is it the old guy from Buds?
Yeah, Chet. Chet couldn't hear anything.
He wouldn't even know if there's people in the house.
Exactly. No, he'd welcome them all in. Hey, come on over. I made a rib roast or whatever. Yeah.
So are you saying that's a bad guess?
Yeah, that's a bad guess. Yeah, yeah, it's not Chet. God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.